This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the differences between the original measure to address violent crime and what is now under consideration.
The legislation, to me, is going to be really, really helpful. Not just St. Louis, but it's all over the state of Missouri.
Wasn't that long ago that we passed Senate Bill 600, legislation that was also supposed to deal with crime?
The first extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly started on July 27th. Since then, Missouri senators have passed several different measures, three of which await final action from the Missouri House of Representatives. In talking about the first bill to pass last month, Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff mentioned one aspect that carried over into the new House measures.
But providing law enforcement and the courts with new tools to protect witnesses and combat witness intimidation, I think that's very large.
When the Missouri Senate finished what was thought to be its only roll, Senator Leibla says most were pleased with the progress made.
But I do appreciate the leadership of the Senate. We had a lot of time to debate and compromise, and I think we ended up with a good bill that's going to make a big difference all across the state of Missouri.
As with Senate Bill 1, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says he wishes a different stance would be taken against what he calls the real reason for these crimes.
Let's be clear. This bill and the ones that come before it deal with crime after it happens.
He adds what comes from this extra session will not be the final word.
I think that there are always situations, especially in the next session, maybe even two, to make changes that police officers would like.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says he believes it was necessary to return to Jefferson City and find ways to help curb growing violent crime trends.
Is an ongoing need. We know that violent crime exists. We're not naive to the realities of what happens in some of our metropolitan areas. And the quicker that you can get past the rhetoric and get to the substantive conversations about how we can really dive into the root causes and try to get at those root causes, I think the better off we are.
Senator Brian Williams of University City says he opposed parts of the original bill as well as the new House measures.
I think I was against the fact that it's 14 years of age when you think about being charged as an adult. We did remove the drug crimes, but I think unlawful possession still has an unprecedented scope, meaning that you could be within vicinity of a weapon or something of that nature and potentially go to prison for a very long time.
By law, extraordinary session must end after 60 days.
Until Wednesday, September 16, 2020.
Lawmakers will return to the Capitol next week for the annual veto session. Final action on the extra session could come then, too. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.